That means whatever we used to be, we've been redeemed from that. And the blood have what? Wiped it out, and it doesn't exist anymore. We want to get this clear in our hearts and in our spirits and our minds renewed to this. What the blood washed, sin can't remain. I'm going to say it again. What the blood washed, sin can't stain it. When the blood removes the stain of sin, sin didn't get halfway removed. And you have qualified for this wisdom. And God didn't give you somebody else's a wisdom that will just kind of half get the job done. He gave to you and me the same wisdom he created for himself to you. Did y'all hear what I said? I said he gave to you and me to deal with life, the affairs and the things in life. The same wisdom he used to create this world and to create everything, he gave it to you and me. Hallelujah. Now listen to the scripture and what the word says talking about this wisdom. Because Jesus is the wisdom of God, right? Who is the image of the invisible God. This is Colossians 1:15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of what? See, he's the head of this new race that is called the righteousness of God, that is called the body of Christ, that is called the redeemed of the Lord. He is the head of it. He's the one that brought it forth. Hello? Verse 16 says, for by him were all things what? All right. Did not we just read back in the 8th chapter of Proverbs that paraphrasing that God didn't do anything without wisdom? Huh? Didn't we just read that? Now look what Colossians said. By him were all things created. Well, if he created it, do you think he know how it works? Would you think so? Do you think he brought forth healing? Do you think he know how it works? Did not the scripture say he became poor for our sake? That through his poverty we might be rich? Do you think he know how to get you rich? Do you think he know how to teach you how to prosper? Huh? But you know what the devil been saying? This is what he told me to tell you. You know what the devil been saying to you? That you're not smart enough. It is so privileged when you know how to use it. It's so privileged to be able to go through high school and then graduate from high school and go on to college and get your degree. And, you know, sometimes they go on and get multiple degrees. You know, you go from bachelor to master's and on and on and right. It's privilege. But at my age, for me going to college, you know, I can go. But here's what happened to most people. Well, just, you know, I should have gone then, but I just didn't have the opportunity. I was raised in a broken home. My parents weren't able to send me. What are you doing now? Did you know you can sit in your house and go to school?
Don't you know you can I'm going to say it like this, but all you already got it. You can get you one of these. You can pull up just about anything. Well, you can pull up anything. Anything that profitable, and you can pull up something that's not profitable. Am I right? But here's my whole point. We have allowed the devil to deceive us in our limited thinking or wrong thinking. You, me. But when the thief is found and when he is exposed, what are you going to do then? Are you going to sit there and keep grumbling? Are you going to rise up and say, I don't care if I'm 30 years old. I don't care if I'm 20 years old. I don't care if I'm 40. I don't care if I'm 50. I don't care if I'm 90. Long as I have breath in my body, I'm not going to sit there and do nothing. I think I told you this, mentioned this in Sunday school. Do you not know that those of you that are 70 has a grace and anointing on your life that you didn't have in your 50s and 60s? And when you get 80, you have a grace available to you that you didn't have in your 70s? Do you hear what I'm saying? You know what I'm, are you hearing what I'm saying? See, the world have messed up our thinking in some areas, and we're getting it straightened out. We're getting it straightened out. You know, you can't find in the Bible where it says you retire at 60 or you retire at 70. You make some changes. But you know, you ever notice a person that retired, they go home, sit down, they soon die? Have you ever seen that? But longer they got a vision and they're doing something, they live. But if they go home and say, well, I'm retired, and get to recline and then turn on Matlock. Are y'all here? Oh, this time is getting away. Let me hurry. Okay, I'll do it. Okay. So let's read verse 16 again. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, whether they are what? Visible or what? And it don't make no difference whether you see them or don't see them. God said, I created them. Wisdom said, God used me to create it. He have created a seen world to you, and he have also created an unseen world. And wisdom know how the seen world works. He know how the unseen world works. You walk in the seen world by sight. You walk in this unseen world by faith. Huh? But to see unseen world created the seen world. The seen world came out of the unseen, and wisdom is in the unseen, ready to show you how to operate in the seen, to give you knowledge of both the unseen and the seen, because you are tripart being. You're a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in the body. Are you here tonight? And so he said, whether they be, listen to what he said, whether they be visible or invisible, whether they be what? Thorns, dominion, principalities, powers, all things were created by him and for him. But all the things that were created by him and for him